Well, let's then call our meeting to order on March 4th, 2025. The first item is approving the minutes. I think it's approving the minutes from our last meeting, which shouldn't be March 4th, right? It should be February.
Yeah, sorry. 18th. It should be February 18th.
Okay, great. That's what I thought. February 18th. So we're approving the minutes from February 18th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Great. Any friendly amendments, discussion, questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. The next item is the loan portfolio. And so we have just two loans at $440,000. Is there, I will make a motion to approve the loans. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Josh. Rich, we'll just turn it over to you. It's to talk us through these two loans that we're reviewing today.
This will be quick today, Sarah. Both of these loans are pretty self-explanatory. The Village of Kohler is borrowing $300,000 to finance some equipment and park improvements, and the Town of Ellington is borrowing $140,000 to acquire some land for a road improvement. And that's all I have for today. Does anybody have any questions?
Not on my end. Any questions from the commissioners? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loan portfolio today say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans are approved, and we have no old business, but we do have new business, which is looking at releasing a former or a current BCPL land title, as well as granting conservation easement to this property. So if there's no objections by the commissioners, I'd like to suspend the rules so Tom can walk us through kind of what's being presented today.
Thanks, Sarah. So most of the real estate transactions that we bring to the board are in the nature of purchases or sales or exchanges. This would be better characterized as resolving an old mess. In the early days of BCPL, there were quite a few cases of disputed land ownership. We had millions of acres that were coming through our office. We didn't have any computers, and we didn't have any title insurance companies in those days. Everything was manual. And so the board resolved these situations of disputed land claims by issuing a commissioner's order. And that authority is found in Wisconsin Statutes 24.52, which states the commissioners are invested with power to dispose of all public lands and all interests in lands held by the state for sale, and with such further powers as may be necessary or convenient to enable it to exercise the functions and perform the duties imposed upon it by law. Pretty broad authority. And so we have a few volumes of these cases of commissioner's orders over the last 177 years. When I got to BCPL, I realized we hadn't done a thorough review of our land ownership, so I directed our staff to order letter reports from title insurance agencies on all 2,000 plus parcels of school trust lands that we held. And those reports reflected a number of cases where there was a potential title dispute. We've resolved the vast majority of those cases, and there's only a handful remaining. We resolved one of those title conflict cases 2 years ago with the Lac des Flambeaux tribe that you may remember. So the recitals in the resolution were drafted to tell the story on how the matter comes to the board. In essence, BCPL received title to the property. Someone else purported to sell the property. We made a claim against the would-be purchaser and their title insurance carrier. The insurance carrier agreed to pay our claim, and staff are now proposing to release BCPL's claim in return for payment of the full appraised value. On top of that, BCPL would receive $100 per acre in return for BCPL not exercising reserved mineral rights by entering into a conservation easement on such land. The trust fund and the beneficiaries would receive full market value for the property. A property that would be otherwise difficult to sell would come off of our books, and we would have more cash to purchase other more productive properties. It appears to be a good resolution of this matter. I'd like to offer my congratulations to Micah for his work on bringing the pieces of this transaction together for consideration. Are there any questions?
So how did this, how was this discovered, I guess?
It was discovered because we followed up on it. Like I said, at the time that we did our reviews back in those days, it wasn't yet, the dispute didn't exist. But because of the fact that the Nature Conservancy acquired all this land next to ours, we went back and followed up on it just to make sure, because we had this little piece that stuck out into the lands that they were acquiring. And sure enough, they recorded a deed against that. So it was more BCPL's thoroughness and follow-up that found this.
And there wasn't any indication that the private seller was doing this on purpose, just it was an accident?
You know, I try not to ascribe any malfeasance to things. For most title insurance carriers, when they do a search, they don't go back any further than 60 years. And in a lot of cases, they don't even go back that far. And so, you know, when our when we received the property from the federal government all those years ago, a real thorough search from a title insurance carrier would have gone back, checked that we received it, and then looked for a conveyance from BCPL. A lot of title companies don't do that thorough of a search until someone like us files a claim.
Well, I'm just surprised the title insurance company is actually paying out anything, so I guess that's a win in itself.
Well, like I said, I give a lot of credit to Micah, because in order for a title insurance carrier to pay, as you're pointing out, you have to present a very credible case. And I think we did that. So,
well, good job, because I know how hard it is to get those guys to pay anything. So nice work.
So Mike is on the call today, by the way. So if you're going to say nice job, I encourage you to direct it in his direction. So,
all right. Good job, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
We appreciate it, Micah. We know that it's not easy undoing a lot of these things that were done before, you know, any of us were born, let alone this century. So thanks for figuring it out. And I think it's always a win when we can make sure we're giving money back to BCPL and we get more land back into the land bank. So it seems like a win-win opportunity. I did not have any questions because I thought also, and Mike, I don't know if this is you, the paperwork was very self-explanatory, whether it was the mineral rights to property maps. So I don't have any other questions. John or Josh, do any of the other commissioners have any other questions for Tom or Micah?
None for me.
I me either. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Well, then I will make the motion that we approve the title claim to the property and grant the conservation easement to the Nature Conservatory for a total payment of $29,600. As it is stated, the entire, therefore be it resolved in our packet. Is there a second? Great. Any other discussion, conversations, questions? All right, seeing none, all those in favor of approving the motion say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The motion is approved. So we're moving on to routine business. So Rich, the Chief Investment Officer's report.
I have nothing today, Sarah. Thank you.
Okay. Tom, then moving on to the Executive Secretary's report.
I thought this morning that Rich would be reporting that we bought the Panama Canal overnight, but it turns out that the infrastructure fund that we're invested in with BlackRock is probably not the fund that's buying the Panama Canal. So, as you all know, the governor's budget was unveiled a couple weeks ago, and we were pleased to see that the governor included many of BCPL's budget requests into his proposed budget. The governor did not accept our request to return to program revenue funding. However, he did decide to fund a couple of our land management requests from the conservation fund. I had to admit that I wasn't that familiar with the conservation fund. I knew it funded some things at the DNR, but after finding out that that's where the source of funding was coming from, not from trust fund earnings, not from timber revenue, but from the conservation fund, went and looked it up. And lo and behold, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau just put out a 65-page memo last month on the conservation fund and all the different things it funds. Wildlife and fish management, forestry, state park system, endangered resources, vehicle, recreational vehicle programs, all kinds of things. And at first I thought, why would that be funded? And then I remembered that on the last budget go around, our new forester position was funded through the conservation fund. And I started thinking more and realized, you know, by board policy, all of our lands are open to the public for public recreation. So actually this really makes a lot of sense that the conservation fund would be used to fund some of our budget some of our operational activities that relate to land management. So anyway, I'm excited about this. It's now on to the next phase of meeting with members of Joint Finance to make a case for our budget requests. I'll be meeting with Senator Bradley next week, along with State Treasurer Liber. Thank you, John. And Senator Bradley has been given responsibility for being the subject matter expert on BCPL for this budget. So it's an important meeting with him. Next, just a gentle reminder that the WEMTA conference is coming up next week in Brookfield. I look forward to seeing you all there. It's a nice event in a room full of people who appreciate our efforts at managing the Common School Fund to produce, as Rich likes to point out, strong, stable, and sustainable distributions so that our school libraries are funded appropriately. So, looking forward to that. And that's all I have for today. Does anybody have any questions on what I reported on or on any other issues?
Tom, I think with the budget, is there anything else that stood out with the budget or any other help that you need from the commissioners with the budget?
Any influence you have with any members of Joint Finance would be greatly appreciated. I got to admit, I'm still sort of digesting this part of the conservation fund. It caught me sort of flat-footed because we had requested a significant amount of money for land management activities and for tree planting. And both of those were included in the governor's budget and placed under funding from the conservation fund. So nice thing is then, none of that would come out of a GPR or in state income taxes, so it makes a lot of sense to do it that way. I hadn't thought of it quite that way before. So I'm kind of excited.
Great. Any other questions from the commissioners? I'm going to keep my update brief. As Tom said, we've got the WMTA conference in Brookfield this Monday, and it's great that all three commissioners will be attending this year. So I think it's going to be a really good showing of unity and the important work BCPL does for our public school librarians and our media specialists. So we will have the check. I know that WMTA has been communicating with all of you as far as run of show, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in person on Monday. But that is all I have. Are there any questions? See none. Are there any future agenda items?
None for me, thanks.
I will make a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Josh. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Good week, everyone.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah.